Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we'll hear some highlights from this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, featuring the Jeff Johnson Quartet and presented by Earshot Jazz. Jeff Johnson is a familiar figure on the Seattle jazz scene, playing in many different groups and settings, but we don't often get to see him step out as a leader and doing his own music. That's what makes this concert special. We get a glimpse into the musical mind of this imaginative player and composer who's in the Earshot Hall of Fame and a valued member of the Seattle jazz community. He's also a very entertaining storyteller, as you'll hear when he talks about his music, which ranges from the ethereal to the funky. Jeff Johnson is on bass with Hans Teuber on alto and tenor saxes, bass clarinet and bass flute. Steve Moore is the pianist, and Eric Eagle is at the drums. The quartet opens with a very atmospheric composition by Jeff Johnson titled Avion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This group got together about a year and a half ago, kind of on a lark. Hans had a line on some studio time, and I said, you know, he said, it's time to do another recording. So I said, well, what do you think? And then, so we've been talking about people, and I said, Hans and I are from a different, slightly different generation from these guys. But we wanted to play with some, a couple of younger guys that we enjoy working with. And I had never played with Steve before. I heard him rehearse with a group, and I thought, I've got to play with Steve sometime. It's uncanny the way he finds things. And Eric and I had done several gigs over the last maybe 10, 12 years, and we'd run into each other in New York and stuff like that here and there. So we've been on some projects. So yeah, we agreed to do this. It turned out so cool, the recording, that we got this new record out just a couple weeks ago that we're calling Suitcase. Part of the reason we're calling it Suitcase is because we all have to travel all the time continuously. But I found a box of old music inside a suitcase and a bunch of stuff that had never been played before that I'd written between 1970 and 1990. So I grabbed a bunch of tunes out of the box. We did those, and we improvised one piece on the CD. That last one was a tune I had written for an experience I had when I was a kid. My father was a pilot, and in the old days, late 50s, early 60s, I got to ride right seat. This tune was called Avion. It was a memory of a time sitting up there in the front seat of the plane. My dad says, here, take the... There's a full moon. A bunch of clouds were flying over, a layer of clouds in a full moon. I'll never forget that sight. I get goosebumps when I think about it. It was one of my best moments with my dad. So that's a poem, kind of musical poem or portrait of that feeling called Avion. We're going to feature something that Hans and I used to play together a long time ago, one of his tunes that I just have always loved. It turned up on our first recording together called Free. This is a tune that he wrote called Old Fellow. Thank you. Old fellow, yeah, kind of cool. There's a little device in there I just love. This is a minor six sound. You hear it a lot in Brazilian music and stuff, but not often do we use it as a basis for something to stand harmony on. You know, like one time somebody told me that's the weakest note of the scale, the sixth. And, you know, he said he heard me playing it in my solos all the time. And he said, you know, that's the weakest note in the scale. And I said, yeah, I know. That's how jazz musicians get after each other. It's like, you know what I mean by that? Yeah. You dig? It is the weakest note of the scale. That's why I'm using it, baby. Check it out.
You're listening to a concert by the Jeff Johnson Quartet on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jeff Johnson's on bass, Hans Teuber woodwinds, Steve Moore on piano, Eric Eagle on drums. I love Jeff's stories about how his music comes to be. This concert from the Seattle Art Museum continues now, and once again, here's Jeff.
So anyway, one time I was down in Los Angeles, you know, L.A., East L.A., they get the car thing, you know. So some of the cats from the Latino neighborhood had an impromptu parade. And so coming down the street were these beautiful old Chevy Impalas and Buick Rivieras and stuff, all of them bumping up and down and kind of moving side to side. And a lot of them had, you know, like sounds coming out the windows. And it wasn't anything like fast that techno. It was all... Everything was down in this real low-down groove. You know, so I got the idea for this tune. It's called Scene West.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. The Scene West. You see those low riders kind of popping around there? I want to do this little piece that Wayne Shorter wrote. That's kind of a rare thing. I played it years ago with Chet Baker, and I've hardly ever seen it, but it's a beautiful thing that Wayne Shorter wrote called Black Eyes.
Thank you.
A beautiful Wayne Shorter composition played by the Jeff Johnson Quartet in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jeff Johnson's on bass, his compositions, Hans Teuber on alto sax there with Steve Moore at the piano and Eric Eagle on drums. And we'll continue with more music now from this concert. And here to briefly introduce the next piece, Jeff Johnson.
A tune that's kind of self-explanatory. It's a tune written by Hans Teuber, and it's called Fast. Thank you. See, it's fast, but you think it fast. You don't always play it fast. When I was a young kid, I remember I was trying to tap my foot on every beat on a tune like that. And the band leader said, "You're going to have your foot in a sling here in about 10 minutes. He said, "Try just tapping on beat one." So when they're real fast, like da 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 da, puts a lot less stress on that ankle. Anyway, it's fast, but it's slow. We try to make it slow in our mind, so slow becomes fast, and it becomes a very Zen-like experience where one thing is another and nothing really matters, except the melody. We're going to finish up our evening here with a tune. I saw a guy walking down the street one day. I think it was either in Texas or in California somewhere, but it was back in the 80s, and he had headphones on, gigantic set of headphones on, and he had a t-shirt on that said, "Soweto Man." And whatever he had in those phones, he was going down the street and he was grooving like crazy. I mean, he was dancing his way down the street and nobody could hear the music but him. But you could see him, you could look at him, and you just had to admire him. And I thought, whoa, whatever's going on in those headphones is got to be badass grooving, just point blank to put it, just naturally. So as I watched him go down the street, I was trying to imagine, you know, what kind of tune was going on in those headphones. So here's what I came up with, just a bunch of pieces of things stuck together in a tune called Soweto Man.
Thank you.
love that when that ends at the right spot. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Sam, everybody working the sound for us, Jim and all the cats back there. KPLU, you know what I'm saying? All right. Earshot, John Gilbreth, you guys know. And thank you so much for coming down here. Thank you very much. Take care.
Let me add our thanks, too, to the musicians Jeff Johnson, bass, Hans Teuber, woodwinds, Steve Moore, piano, Eric Eagle on drums for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, to Jamie Andrews for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, executive director, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.